Moving on, our top UN officials expressed concern over charges leveled against jailed Bahraini opposition leader Sheikh Ali Ahmad Salman. Maina Kiai, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights to Freedom of Peaceful Assembly and of Association, says the charges against Sheikh Salman may be a result of his dissenting views and his exercise of freedom of expression. He also called for further information regarding the trial of Salman, who is the Secretary General of Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society. Salman was given a 4-year sentence in June over charges of inciting disobedience and hatred. Human Rights Watch also has described the trial as unfair and politically motivated, urging the Al Khalifa regime to release Salman immediately. Bahrain has been witnessing pro-democracy protests on an almost daily basis since early 2011. Former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz joins us now from London. Mr. Fairuz, talk to us about the trial of Sheikh Ali Salman, and also, in your views, how far are the Al Khalifas willing to go to quell these demonstrations in Bahrain?
Well, just a few minutes ago, the court has been adjourned, and it was a very short trial. And it was postponed for another month without allowing lots of requesting attendance, some of the diplomats to attend. And it was just very brief, as the public prosecution has asked for more severe sentence than the four years. The defense has requested for the release on a bail for the Sheikh Ali Salman, because he doesn't is not considered as any violent person, but the judge refused that, and he decided to keep Sheikh Ali Salman in jail. And also the defense requested that whatever was were of evidence given in the previous trials to be allowed to be presented to the court, but the judge has adjourned without giving any reason not to reply positively to this request. Sheikh Ali Salman, of course, only yesterday in the Human Council conference in Geneva was considered by at least 20 human rights, international human rights organizations, as prisoner of conscience, and all these have described that the trials in Bahrain are not fair. Only yesterday, 33 countries have signed a statement. It was a very strong statement yesterday in Geneva by 26 European countries and other countries, that they have condemned all the violations of human rights in Bahrain, and they consider the trials which are going for the opposition leaders to be kind of revenge against their expression of the freedom.
Right.
So the government of Bahrain is willing, yes, to crack down more on the people, but there are now lots of calls to make the demonstrations present more in the streets.
Thank you very much. Former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz joining us from the British capital, London.